Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Edios Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gemol. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Afan Reziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we had a Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hill regarding an egg which was laid on Yom Tov and whether or not it's Asur according to Beis Hill. It is according to Beis Shammai. It's not. Now we continue with something similar. Behemah Shanol to Yom Tov. What about an animal which was born in Yom Tov? Hakol Moedim Shim Guteres. Everyone agrees that it's Mutar. Even Beis Hill agrees that it's okay. And that's because the whole issue with the egg was since we know for sure it was formed yesterday, but it was only laid today, is our problem of Hachana, preparation from Shabbos to Yontif. But over here, when the animal is born today, that means it was only prepared today, and there's no issue of Hachana, there was no problem with it when it's born in Yontif. And the flip side as well, if a little chicklet hatched from an egg on Yontif, everyone agrees that it's Asur, and that's because it's called Sheretz Ha'if. A newly hatched chick is actually considered a Sheretz, it's not able to be eaten, and therefore everyone agrees that it's Asur. Moving on with another Machlokes, if someone shecht a wild animal or bird on Yontif, now we know that there's a special din called Kisui Hadam. We have to cover the blood of a bird or wild animal that's shechted. And the question is, how do we do this on Yom Tov? So Beis Shammai says, no problem, Yachru Dekari Chase, dig with a shovel and cover it. This is talking about where the shovel was already put into the ground before Yom Tov, which means that when it's pulled out, the dirt that comes with it is already considered Muchan, it's already considered prepared from before Yom Tov, and therefore one's allowed to use this. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Lo Yishchat Elim Kein Hayu Loi Offer Muchan, don't shecht unless he has prepared dirt from already beforehand. It has to be ready and prepared. Just because there's a shovel in the ground before Yom Tov, that's not considered like prepared dirt. However, Umaydim, Beis Hillel agrees, Sheim Shachat, that if he already shechted and he doesn't have any dirt, Sheachar Bedekar Vichase, that he is allowed to use dirt from the shovel that was already put into the ground before Yom Tov, and the Bidyavid, it's okay. Now here's another din. Let's say he doesn't have any dirt, but he has ashes from the stove. Is he allowed to use that? The answer is yes. Sheifer Kir Muchanhu, the ashes from the stove, they are considered Muchan, they're considered prepared. When he leaves these ashes in the oven, that's with the intent that he's going to use them for something, and Kisui Hadam is allowed to be done with ashes, so there's no problem. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now we're going to be discussing dinim of hefker. We know if the person makes something hefker, ownerless, it can be taken by anybody because it doesn't belong to him. Now let's say he makes the produce in his field hefker. So that means that it's potter from truma, meiser, and leket shechen peya because it's completely ownerless. Now let's say this guy's a little bit of a funny fellow, and he makes it hefker only for poor people, not for rich people. So Beis Shammai says, hefker laniyim hefker. The making something hefker for poor people is considered a valid form of hefker, and therefore it's potter from like a shechem peya and not a meiser and things like that. However, Beis Hillel says no. Einai hefker ad shiufker af lashirim kishmita. It's not considered hefker until he makes it hefker even for wealthy people, just like shmita. We know in shmita all produce is considered ownerless, and that's even for very wealthy people. And it's the same thing. If a guy wants to make his field hefker, he could do so, but it has to be also for wealthy people. If he does it just for poor people, it's not considered hefker. Here's another machlekes that says do with shecha. We know if one forgot a bundle in the field, he has to leave it for the aniyim, but that's only if it was truly forgotten. However, if there's basis for saying that he didn't really forget it, or that forgetfulness was only temporary, because this is something he's definitely will remember, so then it's not shecha. And we have machlekes about this. Kol Maria Sadeh Shel Kav Kav. Let's say all the bundles of the field that he made were the size of a kav, but ve'echad shel arba kavin. One of them he made massive. It was four times the size of the regular bundle. It was four kav. Ushchach and he forgot it. Beshamah Arum Ena Shecha. Beshamah says it's not considered shecha because he's definitely going to remember it, and therefore it's not shecha. He could go back and take it. Whereas Beis Hillel says shecha it is considered shecha. Only if it's larger than four kav is it considered shecha. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalad with a similar din, and on to Mishnah Hay after that with warm Machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.